You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
All the excitement. I've lost all my notes over here. I said all the excitement. Oh. I've lost my notes.
I wanted to tell people that Highway 285, you know where 285 is, right? Yeah.
Well, it goes for a long way.
Where at? Well, Highway 285, it is, they have a speed saturation patrol today.
At where?
285, like right where 470, you know, right out there.
At 285 and 470?
They don't say that. They just, Jeffco just put out 285.
Oh.
They don't tell you exactly where they're going to be, but they said 285 has got a saturation patrol right now.
Be careful.
Yeah, so.
They're looking for you.
Speed saturation patrol.
Be careful.
I don't even know why they announce it.
Who announced it? Jefferson County?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd be on the down low.
I don't know.
You know?
Slow down,
yeah,
I guess.
Right?
They don't want you speedy.
Yes.
Powerball. $700 million.
Yep.
700.
That's a lot of money.
We're in it.
Yep.
We're in it. I got to Venmo the money though.
Oh yeah.
We'll be in it. Wait and see. Broncos play this weekend. They play tomorrow morning.
And they're starting Bo Nix, right?
Yeah, they're playing down in New Orleans. They play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. College football, going to rain for the weekend. That's good. We need the rain, right?
We need all that rain.
All right. This wacky story of this park ranger.
I followed it from the beginning. So what happened was all of a sudden, it was so sad. There's a beautiful park, right? And it's over by, like, outside of Conifer. And it's this beautiful park. Everybody goes there and hikes. It has different trails. Well, they got a call from a park ranger, that he'd been stabbed. So, I mean, they all of a sudden, they went in full mode because they don't know what they have on their hands here. They think that they have a stabber and people are out on the trails and that he's going to go after a bunch of people.
You're lurking in the bushes.
Right. And so
and then before you know it, somebody's walking by and boom, you got it.
Because remember, that couple was just killed at an Arkansas park.
Yeah.
And they were hiking, right?
Yeah, you got to be on your toes on this stuff.
So
you know?
They went in full, I mean, they sent like, I don't know, 30 cop cars, everything. And I was following it the whole time like, oh my God, this is so scary that all these people are there. They did a school lockdown. So all the schools were locked down. And then it was kind of sad because two of the kids were exchange students, foreign exchange students, and it was their first day at school.
No kidding.
From a different country and they're in a lockdown.
Oh, great. That makes us look really good.
I know, but I mean, imagine you're in Italy and you get the phone call from your daughter or son and you're like, what? What do you mean you're in a lockdown? Because somebody's stabbing people. So then it turned out to be a hoax.
What?
Yeah.
Well, new here tonight, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has arrested the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Ranger who was stabbed.
Yeah, law enforcement telling us that the park ranger stabbed himself in what they're calling...
What? He stabbed himself?
How do you do that?
Is that what they just said?
That's what they said.
He stabbed himself?
How do you do that?
You're a nut job. That's how.
Well, he's...
Who was stabbed?
Yeah, law enforcement telling us that the park ranger stabbed himself in what they're calling an elaborate hoax. This was the scene on Tuesday as around 200 Front Range first responders rushed to the aid of park ranger Callum Heskett. Heskett had radioed for help saying that he had been stabbed and even gave a detailed description of his attacker. As the investigation continued, inconsistencies in Heskett's story started to emerge.
We have forensic work being done on his phone. His behaviors, his mannerisms, the evidence, they don't support what he says happened. Even to his injuries, it's not supportive of what he claimed.
The park ranger is still receiving medical care and is facing multiple charges.
His story didn't add up.
Wow, yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, and you should have seen the people, because I watched it live and people were coming off of the trails and they were running to their car. And I mean, it was just chaos.
Now, is this a crime? I'm sure it's a crime, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you stab yourself, is that a crime? Well, I mean, getting the responders and doing all that would cost you probably money more so than anything.
Well, no, it's a crime. It's a false police report. It's all the things.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Here's the guy.
Crazy?
His story didn't add up.
No,
he's out there petting a moose. He said a 3'4" guy came out of the bushes.
No, it was like khaki pants and a blue shirt, something like that, or a blue pants and a khaki shirt, whatever. He gave him a full description. Everybody's looking for this guy. Yeah. They had drones in the air. All the schools shut down. They put phone calls out to 9,600 people.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It sounds like that he gave a description. Then they went back to him again and said, hey, can you tell us what that guy looked like again? And it was completely different. It wasn't the same.
Well, I feel like what didn't add up is like he stabbed himself in the stomach or something, but he said the guy came up behind him and stabbed. I don't know what he said, but.
Yeah, I don't know about
but
that.
But they said that nothing lined up.
Huh.
And then to stab yourself. Oh my God. Like it reminds me of my, the lady that does my, well, this doesn't remind me of it at all. But anyway, she does my Botox injections.
Yeah.
She does her own Botox to her own face. Can you imagine putting a needle up to your face and putting your own needle in your face? I mean, it's not like that, but
Yeah,
you know.
The needle thing. Yeah. I kind of get, but the stabbing with a knife. Are you kidding me?
I know.
That's crazy stuff there.
Yeah, so.
And this guy, I mean, obviously he wanted a few days off. I mean, that's what you do. If you want a few days off of work, you go, okay, I don't like this place. I think I'll stab myself. You know what? And then, but you get a few days off. I'm sure you lose your job once they find out you're lying about it.
He's going to jail. He's getting more than a few days off.
I don't know how much of a crime that is.
It's a big crime.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad.
All right. Well, here he is. The guy's out there, he makes up a whole story.
He got his days off.
He makes up a whole story by being stabbed.
I just feel bad for the foreign exchange students. I really do. Their first day in the United States and they're in lockdown.
Yeah.
That has got to be traumatizing. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, and then it turns out to be a hoax.
And your parents are paying for you to be here in college.
Exactly.
You're locked down all of a sudden because of crime. That's a crazy story, though. This guy is a whack job.
They're not in, they're in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not college. It's foreign exchange students. Yeah, they're here. Do you know how that works?
Yeah, you go overseas or you come here to get in a couple of years.
You go, it's 1 year. Yeah, it's like high school.
Yeah.
Because we had one and he was such a cool dude. They're all still friends with him.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had some friends that that had a student that went overseas to do that and loved it.
Absolutely. We thought about having one, like for us, having a foreign exchange student, but I feel like I'll be judged, you know? Like, I don't know.
Why would you be judged?
Because, you know, like, what if I didn't do the dishes or something?
that student would be judging you?
Yeah, because they live with you.
I thought you meant the neighbors.
No, they live with you. Yeah. And then what if they're psychos? Like, what if they're little teenage psychos?
Yeah. I don't know how they're screened.
Yeah, me either. Anyway, all right.
BJ and Jamie.
Eminem. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's on the Odyssey app. All right, listen to our show there. Get the podcast later on today. I've never heard of the vibration plates.
What?
I've never heard of them.
A vibration plate.
I'm reading all about them right now since you brought it up off air.
I was telling BJ I'm going to buy a vibration plate and put it here in the... in the studio, so when a song comes on, I can just sit here and vibrate.
For those like me,
yeah,
that have never heard of this, what exactly is it?
Well, you step on it and it vibrates you.
That's it.
It vibrates you, and it kind of goes and it moves back. You can get the ones that go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
They look like just a weight scale.
I know.
That's what it looks like to me.
But it vibrates you, and then some of them like oscillate, kind of a right foot, left foot too.
Yeah.
So you can do it like that too.
Yeah. And the purpose being?
I don't know. Just stuff.
Well, I got to look it up, don't I? You don't know why?
I don't know why.
Are people raving about it?
People are raving about them. Yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't know.
I got one here.
Okay.
This says, what do 10 minutes on the vibration plate do for you?
Yeah.
It will improve circulation, Jamie. Do you need that?
Oh, sure.
All right. It will increase muscle engagement.
Oh, I love increased muscle engagement.
Anytime you can be engaged, you love it. Enhanced flexibility.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, means you can touch your toes.
How would that help that?
That's all that it gives, though.
Those three?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. other than that, you got to have exercise and a diet to go along with it to get any results whatsoever.
No, forget it.
Oh, here's the people that can't use it. Let's see if you fit in this category.
Okay.
Are you pregnant?
I'm not.
Again, we're talking about the vibration plate, which is, according to Jamie, the rage.
It's the rage.
Now.
It's like that, you know, that mouth taping. It's that big now.
And these websites are just shoving it right in her face, saying, "Hey, buy one of these. Get one of these." And she's almost hooked in, right?
I am.
So the vibration plate. You can look it up on your own. Pregnant? Are you pregnant?
No.
Do you have a pacemaker or an electronic medical device?
I do not. Nope.
What about serious osteoporosis?
Nope, not that I know of.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Any recent injuries or surgeries?
No. See, I'm good. I can get it. No. And by the way, go ahead.
No medical anything.
I'm good. Right. So I can just vibrate away. And I wonder if you could sit on it too, if you know what I mean.
I don't know why not. As long as you're alone in your house.
Right? I mean,
well, you can do whatever you want.
Right?
Do you have epilepsy?
I do not.
Well, I could see it being bad for that.
Yeah, me too.
Severe heart or circulation disorders?
I'm fine. I got everything.
Active inflammation. Do you have any inflammation
going on?
Everybody
has inflammation. Why can't people with active inflammation use it?
I'd say you're a perfect candidate for this.
Did you see this study? It says that smart, curious people are often the ones who end up falling for wellness fads. That's right.
Who?
Smart and curious. Right here. It says smart, curious people are the ones that fall for fads. Smart.
Really?
Smart.
How in the hell?
What?
If it's a fad, if it's got the word fad in it, and people that fall for a fad. Okay, put that sentence together. How can that be smart, curious people? Curious, baby. Smart?
I'm smart because I am smart. It says so. That's what happens. Hey, I want to tell you the weirdest story on the planet. This is the weirdest story. Did you see this guy about not only catfishing, but fishing?
No.
This is so weird. All right, so listen to this. A TikToker known as Central Oregon Fishin' has been orchestrating a clever scheme. He catfishes men on dating apps like Hinge by pretending to be interested, by being an interested woman. And then somehow he convinces these guys that have pictures of prize fishing, you know, they show their big fish. Like they have pictures of their big fish.
Yeah.
He goes on, he sees people with their big fish. He goes on, pretends to be a woman, and somehow gets their fishing spots. Is that insane?
Wait a minute. All right. I got to back up here.
Okay.
I'm not sure I got all this. All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a dude.
He's a dude.
But he pretends to be a woman.
Yeah.
Online.
Correct.
And he looks for people who really make a big catch out there in the fishing world.
Exactly.
And then he kind of warms up to them as a woman online, even though he's a dude.
Exactly.
And because he's a woman online and probably sending some really clever pictures their way.
Right.
They have no problem disclosing to her, that's really a him.
Right.
That they caught this fish at so-and-so location.
Right.
It's my favorite fishing spot, but don't tell anybody.
Exactly.
But it's a dude.
Yes.
Fishing for fishing spots.
Yes.
I think I got
it. Is that insane?
I think I understood all that.
I can't even believe that. Yes, you did.
That's a good explanation.
Yeah, it is. It is. It says, and now people are so intrigued by this guy duping all these men. And then listen to this. His most popular clip was posted in late July. It takes viewers to an S-tier fishing location where he catches 20 trout in just an hour.
Huh.
Because some dude told him where to fish.
No kidding.
Is that great?
Now he's got a pocket full of trout.
I mean, is that nuts?
I will tell you, I've got family members. Like, yeah. I've got a nephew. His name's Brandon. Back in Nashville, this guy is like one of the top fishermen in the U.S.
Right. Okay?
I mean, he's won some big boats and all kinds of crap in these pro bass places. They're very picky about telling people where they fish.
That's why this is such a huge thing.
They keep that so secret, and they get so mad if somebody finds out.
I know, and this guy is duping them, and now he's catching all...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Their fish in their fishing holes. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah. All it takes is being a woman. Right. And you can drag that out of anybody,
it's
right?
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'll bet you, and it's not in the story, I'll bet you that he's also sending pictures.
Of other girls' boobs?
Yeah, of women pretending that that's him.
I'm sure.
You know,
he is.
And saying, "Hey, you tell me where your fishing hole is.
I'll show you the right boob,
and I'll show you the rack."
I've never heard anything like this. Anyway, I thought I'd share. It's crazy.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, the boys are back.
Oh, here
they're
they
back
are
from the backdrop.
How'd it go?
All right,
amazing.
It was amazing.
Amazing.
Parker showed up.
Yeah. Wow.
Waiting for you at the parking lot, right, Fidel?
Yeah, dude, there's so many people out there. I thought there was like a child soccer game going on or something.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Loaded up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's sad. That's
we
the
delivered.
Last one.
We delivered.
Oh,
we're
going to
get some
booty.
More. We'll be back, folks. Don't worry about it. We'll be back, all right? A couple of big controversies out there. We covered them already this morning, but I think we go back to them again. What is Shedeur Sanders? I can't believe if this is true, this is not good for the NFL. If they put the kibosh on this guy and basically blackballed him in the NFL, that is wrong.
That's crazy.
Shedeur Sanders, that's the word.
It's just, I mean, and I was looking at Deion's, because I follow him. He hasn't, he's just doing motivational talk.
Yeah.
But he hasn't even acknowledged
it. Well, this is one of those things, I think, and if you don't know the story, a guy came out yesterday that used to play in the NFL. He's a Hall of Famer. He really is connected in the NFL. He says he knows for a fact that the word went out from the NFL office that do not draft should do with Sanders. That the kid needs to learn his lesson. He's a showboat. He's flashy. We don't want him in the NFL. Don't draft him. And sure enough, that's the way he fell down in the draft. And then he eventually went to the Browns. Well, this guy now has come forward and says everybody was in cahoots.
Do you have the audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep. Draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't gonna draft him either. They weren't gonna draft him. They were forced into drafting him because somebody made a call to them, said, it's good, you know. And I said, when I say this is a NFL side source for sure.
You know, I think the reason Deion has said nothing, now this thing is circulating everywhere, and it did all day yesterday. I think the reason Deion's not said anything is because this is so big and so underhanded that he's either going to lawyer up, he's being very cautious about the next statement he makes. He doesn't want to accuse when there's not enough proof. You know what I mean? Maybe he's just sitting back and waiting.
All he wrote was this. He said, you've got to learn how to navigate to and through tough, turbulent times. Life ain't going to always be what you want it to be, but you can always be who you're called to be. Don't allow life to dissuade you, but allow life to persuade you to be number one. You got this. Now stay focused.
Man, can you imagine the lawsuit on this thing?
Oh, it'd be massive.
I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know if you can put a money figure on it. What he could make it his lifetime endorsements if he were huge in the NFL. Who knows? Who knows?
But they have to have proof. You know, that's the thing.
Gotta have proof. Well, they may have a whistleblower that comes out and says something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if anybody would squeal on the NFL. I mean, that guy is, but.
Somebody told him, he says. Yeah, so yeah. Somebody's talking somewhere.
That's crazy.
The second big controversy this morning is Hulk Hogan. Did his doctor kill him?
That's bizarre, too.
I mean, not intentionally, but. Malpractice, that he severed some artery that he has and it caused him to stop breathing?
Bizarre.
That's the word. That's what they're saying.
We're going to start with Hulk Hogan because we now have new information based on the police report in the case and other information suggesting that his death was the result of medical malpractice.
Malpractice having to do with an injury, at least as a nurse who was on the scene,
an occupational therapist
who was on the scene, who feared and shared this fear with the police that during a surgery that Hulk's phrenic nerve had been severed.
And the phrenic nerve basically connects to the diaphragm, which controls breathing. What's significant here is we are told that Hulk's wife, Skye, sounded the alarm when she saw Hulk had stopped breathing.
Huh.
That is crazy, too.
Yeah, Brooke Hogan has been out there since he passed away, the day he passed away, and saying there's something fishy here. He didn't have a heart attack. There's something else going on. We need an autopsy. And we've been calling her nutso. Like, look, your dad died of a heart attack. You know, just get over it, blah, blah, blah. It turns out that she may be right. That something happened in that surgery, and it caused him to die.
Which is so crazy, isn't it? Now, all coming around to this?
I didn't see it taking this turn.
Me either.
They say behind the scenes, Nick has been saying the same thing, although he's not been out in public. We've not gotten any audio from that. Brooke's been out in public. Then a buddy of mine named Bubba down in Tampa, he's been very public, too, about this. And it appears those three people may be onto something here, that Hulk was killed.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know, right?
With all these controversies coming from.
I know. This is crazy. A weird morning.
It is. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget about the Powerball. $700 million coming up this weekend. Get your tickets. The drawing is tomorrow night.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Hey, remember a couple of days ago when we talked about Pokemon?
Yeah.
And how, you know, I got some cards and people are fighting at these kiosks trying to get the Pokemon cards. Do you realize there's a big Pokemon Go Fest this weekend in Aurora?
Yeah. I know. And the last one they had, it drew thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're expecting thousands again. Yeah. Get this. They're going to be searching for Pokemon. And if you're into it, that's fine. That's fine. For 8 hours, both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, two days.
All throughout Aurora.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's awesome.
I didn't realize it'd make that big of a comeback.
I told you, it was so weird. When I went to visit my son, I thought there was a concert or something. I was like, I asked the police officer, what are they doing? He's like, they're searching for Pokemon. Like, what? That's still a thing?
According to this organizer here for the Aurora Group of Pokemon Go enthusiasts, they call it, in Aurora, they don't know exactly how many people are going to be there because they said they started to sign up. They had well over 600, then it went to 800, then it went to 1,000, and they have no idea how many people are actually going to show up. Could be thousands. They have no idea. They're going to search.
What's the payoff? I forget.
Let's go to Spadil. He knows this stuff.
So you're just collecting Pokemon. You're just trying to have more Pokemon than anyone else.
Is there like a payoff?
That is the payoff, is collecting them.
But, I mean, is there a prize?
No, like a car. Like a new car.
No, there's not a prize or anything. You're just playing the game.
You just want to collect them all.
Yeah, dude, that's the whole point. There's a thing in Pokemon called the Pokedex, and that's like it keeps track of all of your Pokemon, and it gives them, like, stats and stuff. Tells you, like, little information about them, like Pikachu's mouse that's an electrical mouse. And you're trying to complete your Pokedex.
Are you competing against a group of people that you've organized, or are you competing against everybody in the world?
There are things like around town where, like a train station, for example, could be labeled as a gym, quote unquote, and then you can fight other people's Pokemon and take over that gym, and then you own the gym until someone else comes and fights your Pokemon. Whoa. And takes the gym back over.
You know way too much.
Yeah, because when I did it, I just walked around with my phone and ran into a wall.
Yeah.
Like, literally, because I was looking at my phone trying to find it because we had one in here, and I hit the wall. I was like, this is dumb. Like, I'm going to die. Yeah.
By the way, we have audio of last year's Pokemon. This is what it sounds like with all these people out there on their phones looking for these Pokemons.
Nah. Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at.
Okay.
There you go. That's a Pokemon searcher right there.
Maybe that's what he was doing.
Little Nas.
Little Nas. Maybe he was looking for Pokemon. At 4 a.m.
Here's what I don't understand, Spadil. Okay, you're into it. All right, you're into it.
Uh-huh.
8 hours from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m.?
That's a lot.
2 days in a row, 16 hours of searching for a fictitious Pokemon?
I think the big thing is there's special Pokemon at these events, and you can only get them there. Right, and then they only come at like certain times.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes all the sense.
Limited edition Pokemon.
Exactly. Yeah.
I fully understand that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, you can get Pikachu with like a straw hat, stuff like that.
Well, at least they're standing up and walking around. You sit and watch football for 16 hours.
Yeah, I don't know why you would have. I don't know why you'd have something like this on a football weekend. No, that makes no sense to me.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.